Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Reverse peer pressure. Yesterday, some friends of mine from church and I went into a prison located about an hour and a half from my home and ministered to the inmates. We were welcomed by one and all, and the place was packed. Kenny Munns, accompanied by Jack Murphy, played some rousing and inspiring music, and during their performance, offered encouraging words from their life experience. I finished it up by giving my complete testimony. When finished, all of the inmates were seated, and I asked Murph to come back up to the front. And while Kenny played some soft music, he asked any inmate who wanted Jesus Christ in their life to stand up. Immediately, several inmates sprang to their feet. And then, upon seeing them, a few more stood up, and then more and more slowly began to rise, and soon every prisoner in attendance was standing. It was quite a sight to see, and I envisioned the Holy Spirit going back and forth through the aisles, urging these men to stand up for Jesus. Murphy led them all in the sinner's prayer, and afterwards we all offered them encouragement, one-on-one and in small groups. As I was mulling this over in my mind this morning, I was struck by the fact that a few brave inmates ignored what others might think and immediately stood up when called. Upon seeing them, more men made that decision. And as the holdout saw everyone in the place rising to their feet, reluctant, tough guy or not, they stood too. It was reverse peer pressure. Yesterday I wrote about all of us taking a stand for Jesus. Just imagine if you immediately stood up for Christ and didn't flinch. Would your family and friends be influenced to take a stand for Jesus as well? I think they would. Joshua tells us in 23:10, "Each one of you will put to flight 1,000 of the enemy, for the Lord your God fights for you, just as he has promised." In Proverbs 28:1, it states, "The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions." Just imagine what a difference it would make if just a handful of us were as bold as lions and had the courage to take a stand for Christ. Why, we could change the world. Leviticus 26:8, "Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.